Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Maggie, thank you so much. Good day, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I've been waiting for this article that we're going to talk about today. These two types of antihypertensive drugs, the ACE inhibitors, and then their sort of first cousin, the ARBs, and lots of competition. The house staff where I work each have their preferences. This article that we're going to do, the Annals of Internal Medicine, asks a good clinical question, which is, in patients with stable ischemic heart disease, does treatment with an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor, an ACE, an angiotensin II receptor blocker, or both improve outcomes? Just a little bit of background to make sure everybody's on the same page here. ACE inhibitors, their intended action is they block the conversion of angiotensin I on its way to angiotensin II. In so doing, they lower arteriolar vascular resistance, increase venous capacity, and increase cardiac output. It is touted to lower renal vascular resistance and lead to a natriuresis, which is the excretion of sodium in the urine. Of course, the side effects of ACE are well known to our listeners and include hypotension, certainly cough, and they can lead to an increase in potassium. The ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers, or sartans, block the effects of angiotensin II. So they look a lot like the angiotensin II molecule. They sit in the receptor site, so the angiotensin II can't get in there and sit there. They both work similarly. They're different classes of drugs, different side effects profiles. Mark, what did the authors find in this study from the Annals?
Yeah, this is a meta-analysis, so they did the usual search of a bunch of databases. They did a good search, too. They didn't just look at Medline. They looked other places as well. They were looking for studies that compared ACE inhibitors with placebo, ARBs with placebo in patients with heart disease. So they independently pulled all the data out, and they did all the analysis right, and they looked for publication bias and heterogeneity and all those things. So it was a good meta-analysis, and they found that most of the studies were moderate to high quality. So the original studies were also good quality. And in seven studies with almost 40,000 patients, ACE inhibitors did decrease total mortality by quite a bit, 13%. So that's a number needed to treat of about seven. Relative risk was 0.87, so good mortality reduction. They also decreased cardiovascular mortality by a similar amount, so that was really where the benefit was cardiovascular mortality, not surprisingly. They had single studies of angiotensin receptor blockers, and those did not show a benefit for either of those outcomes compared with placebo. And so similarly, ACE inhibitors, but not ARBs, have been shown to decrease cardiovascular mortality, non-fatal MI, stroke, some other cardiovascular endpoints. The combination of both was no better, and actually in one study worse, and had increased side effects. So in patients with ischemic heart disease and normal ventricular function, so we're not talking about heart failure patients, ACE inhibitors added to usual therapy reduce mortality, prevent recurrent MIs, and prevent stroke. Treating with ARBs, we don't know. While it may be a benefit, the studies to date have not shown one, and so we can't assume that they're interchangeable. At this point, I really think the ARBs need to be reserved for patients who don't tolerate an ACE inhibitor.
Right. So, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about the usual studies that have contributed slightly. This is really a practice changer. I brought this when I read this to our residents. Again, just to emphasize what you're saying, that in the absence of a compelling reason to not prescribe ACE inhibitors, when you're faced with both of these in this population, the ACE inhibitor was a clear winner. Add to that the fact that most ARBs are significantly more expensive than ACE inhibitors. You know, that except for that 10% of the population, or whatever the number is, that has this chronic cough, ACE inhibitors, I think you're suggesting, is where we ought to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be fair, fair and balanced, there were more studies and more patients and greater statistical power in the ACE inhibitor studies, and the ARBs haven't been as well studied. But again, the studies to date have not shown mortality benefit or stroke reduction in these patients with known heart disease and normal LV function.
Great. Remind me to write to the manufacturer and ask them for our coupons.
I'm sure the drug reps will be bringing this one to our attention very soon.
Exactly. No, just to remind listeners, we are squeaky clean. We get no money from anybody for these
podcasts. We get no money from anybody.
From anybody at all, right. It actually costs us money to do these podcasts.
But we love y'all.
We do. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Take care, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.